Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, Text Number 2. The Glories of Lord Ananta. Yashedam Siti Mandalam Bhagavato Nanta Mukti Sahasasis Rasa Ekasmin eva sirasi driyamanam siddhartha eva lakshate. Word-to-word translation. Jasya, of whom? Translation by Divine Grace I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami continued, this great universe situated on one of Lord Anantadev's thousands of hoods, appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. Text 3. At a time of devastation, when Lord Anantadev desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then, from between his two eyebrows, appears three-eyed Rudra, carrying a trident. This Rudra, who is known as Sankarshan, is the embodiment of the 11th Rudras, or incarnations of Lord Shiva. He appears in order to devastate the entire creation. Purported by His Divine Grace, Lord Shiva Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In each creation, the living entities are given a chance to close their business as conditioned souls. When they misuse this opportunity and do not go back home, back to Godhead, Lord Sankarshan becomes angry. The 11 Rudras, expansions of Lord Shiva, come out of Lord Sankarshan's eyebrows due to his angry mood, and all of them together devastate the entire creation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I would like to apologize to a devotee who was to give the class this morning. He must have prepared his mind and spend a lot of his time to prepare what he's going to present to all of you. He wanted to feast all of you this morning with Bhagavad Katha. But somehow, I came in between. I have accepted because I felt it is a service I'm called to do, and because I'm not independent, I accepted to sit here. So my apologies to that great devotee who was to speak today. But the base today is talking about the opportunity given to conditioned souls to become liberated. The creation of material world is a chance given to the living entity to become liberated, to become free from our entanglement in material existence. The two things are there. Because we have the desire to enjoy the material world, Lord Krishna has given the opportunity for us to experiment being independent of him, which is not possible. The second reason, after we become frustrated, I've seen that there is nothing in this material world but Krishna, then we return back to our original consciousness. We see this movement is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the external existence of the soul. That by nature we are Krishna conscious entity, Krishna conscious personality. We have not been material conscious. Material consciousness is a foreign nature for the living entity. It is not our original consciousness. But due to misfortune, we have become conditioned. The living entity, we are eternally part and parcel of the supreme personality of Godhead. That is our original nature. Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, conditioned soul who is existing in the conditioned material world. What is condition? Every one of us in this material world, can you speak my language? My own language, can you speak it? Huh? If I speak my language now, can any one of you hear? That is conditioned. We are conditioned to speaking Hindi. Right? We are conditioned to speak. I traveled in India here, and I saw that even within the Indian community, there are so many languages. When we went to Bengal, those who are from Maharashtra, they cannot speak. Yes, they can't speak the language. Even though we are the same Indian body we have. But still, we have to learn that language. And when you learn the language, when you speak it, it will be different from the person who has the original tone for that language. Conditioned life. That is our existence in material world. We are struggling seriously with the six senses, including the mind. The mind is the workshop for all the living entity to experiment our supremacy. And we have seen from experience that it is not possible. It is not possible for anyone to become God because we have never before become God. We have never before be God. Therefore, it is not possible for anyone, even those who are practicing mysticism, to become God. They are frustrated because they can never become God. Why? We have never been God before. Therefore, it is not possible that in the future we will become God. Because we are eternally conscious, spiritual, perfect entity before, that is why by practicing Christian consciousness, we can become pure. That is our constitutional position. We can practice Christian consciousness and rectify our misconception. The first thing that Brahma created in his creation was forgetfulness of our identities as a spirit soul. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the third canto, in the first canto, chapter 10, this question is there. How is it possible that those who have eternal relationship with Krishna, like Arjuna, the Pandavas, would tolerate to live in this material world without anxiety? The answer is, it is not possible for them to live in this material world because they have already have association with Krishna. That association, it is permanent. It is always joyful. It is very sweet. And that keeps reminding the living entity of that previous experience we had before. Therefore, we can tolerate to be separated from Lord Krishna because Lord Brahma has created that illusion for us to think that we are the controller of this material world. That is the difference between a pure devotee of Lord Krishna and conditioned soul. We are living in this material world thinking that it is a very comfortable place. That is the illusion Lord Brahma has created. He created to make us feel just like, how can a pig live very comfortable in the body? He has to forget that he's a spirit soul and be trained how to act as a pig. Therefore, he can eat inside the gutter. Which none of us here would like to do. Even someone has asked me a question. What is my business? What is my business with Krishna consciousness? After all, as a pig, as a dog, as a goat, as a bird, I can enjoy my life in that way, not remembering that I'm a spirit soul. But what is wrong with that is that in the pig body, we can tolerate that, but no human being would tolerate to eat inside a gutter. Right? Do you know intelligent person? Even if you call him an animal, he will be very angry. But in the body of a pig, he can tolerate that anxiety that goes in, that ignorance, that deep ignorance that he is being covered with. So, it is very important that every living entity in this material world will rectify our situation, which is lamentable. Our existence in material world is lamentable because there is nothing which is reasonable that we should struggle for in this material world. The material body, which is very, very important, has a lot of impairment, has a lot of frustrations. The mind gives a lot of problems, even to those who are practicing Krishna consciousness. The mind gives a lot of anxiety, gives a lot of trouble. The mind tells us that the scripture said, the Acharyas said, that Krishna consciousness, it is not an imposition of the mind. Why should I also struggle to control my mind? I can just leave my mind to wander in any direction he likes to go. No. It is not like true. It is the mind that is giving us these difficulties, is giving us this anxiety, is giving us this trouble to frustrate us from doing the right thing. Therefore, even the body which we think is very, very important, it has a lot of difficulties and problems to give. A very tiny mosquito can displace any one of us here in a second. Very tiny mosquito. What is the happiness that we get here? There's nothing that we can get in our travel. The only thing, it is Krishna. Because for those who have gotten this Krishna consciousness, their life is peaceful. Mahanta stays samachita prasanta. That is life. This is what is worth working for. Therefore, whatever it takes to become Christian conscious, it is very necessary that we should struggle for it. We should go for it. Whatever it takes for anyone to become Christian conscious, we should go for it. Even if it requires cutting out of our head, we should go for it. If it requires that we should sacrifice our leg, we should go for it. After all, we are going to leave the body anyway. We're not going to live here forever. Even yogis who practice mysticism and extend the duration of their life, they are going to leave the body anyway. Even if you have powerful mystic power, you are going to leave the body anyway. What are the powerful mystics? Ravana has every mystic perfection that is available to human being. But what is Ravana today? Now we only hear about the history, but nobody bears Ravana does. However, she's a great personality, has a history, it's in a book. But nobody is bearing Ravana does. We like to bear Govinda does. Hare Krishna. That is pleasurable. Therefore, whatever it takes for any one of us to become Christian, we should go for it. He's saying in my travel here, it is only problem we get here. Even those who practice Krishna consciousness, there's a lot of difficulties to experience. The higher beings who are very envious of those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they have influence on our mind to make us think something that is unnecessary in Krishna consciousness. The environment which we have around us have effect in our consciousness. The mind is like a gutter. When you throw a dirty water inside the gutter, as the water is going, some particle will be dropping. After a long time, the gutter is full with dirt. Anything which you will hear has some drop in our mind. Anything which you will see has some drop in our mind. Anything which you will meditate upon has some drop in our mind. The accumulation of all these things make the man very dull, not be attracted to Krishna consciousness. And for those who know the principle of Krishna consciousness. Because here, Ananta Dev is very angry that we are congesting this material world. By not practicing Krishna consciousness and living this material world, we are congesting this material world. And the rasa which is available for us, wouldn't us to give to Lord Krishna. Every one of us has a separate taste to give to Lord Krishna for his enjoyment. Our being in the material world, we are denying Krishna on that is enjoyment. That is why also we are not happy. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is there. The sages are asking Sutta Goswami 6 questions. And Sutta Goswami started answering them. The first answer he gave to them, he said, Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma, the supreme occupation which is available for everyone to do, even if you are not materially educated person, that supreme occupation that everyone must come to do. In Bhagavad Gita, this word is also the aparihari. Aparihari means unavoidable. We cannot avoid devotional service. Krishna consciousness is unavoidable because that is our nature. That is our constitutional position, that we are just that. We cannot be different. Struggling to be different, it is maya. That is giving us a lot of difficulties in the material world. Sudha Goswami said, the supreme occupation for everyone that we cannot avoid to do, it is Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Lord Krishna. How can one understand or know that I am doing a perfect Krishna conscious activity which is pleasing Lord Krishna? He also said that Jajatma supersede the tea. When Lord Krishna is pleased, when the Guru is pleased with the activity which he performed, we ourselves who are practicing, they will become satisfied ourselves. We don't need somebody to tell us where we are in Krishna consciousness. If we are properly situated, we will be very happy and satisfied. We will not be frustrated in Krishna consciousness. We will not be full of anxiety or fear for the future in our Krishna consciousness. We will not be lamenting or regretting of being a devotee. We will be satisfied and confident that, yes, I am in the right place, in the right situation, in a comfortable hand. No speculation. Speculation has been practiced long time. So Sukadev Goswami told Madhak Parikshit, Nirinditam, it has been concluded, it has been decided that those who practice Krishna consciousness, their life is full of joy. So we should be very happy in our Krishna consciousness. We should be very happy and satisfied for many reasons. One, if a person is in jail, is suffering in prison, and there is a news that a prime minister has visited the prison and has granted some amnesty, that in 1 week time, all the prisoners here should be released. Would they not be happy? If a prisoner is told that 1 week from today you'll be released from this prison, they will not be happy. They will be satisfied. They will be happy. Why? Because I was expecting, oh, very soon I will get out of this prison house. But Krishna consciousness is the same news we are getting, that very soon we are going to get out of material prison house, be free. Why should we not be happy? We should be happy. So not be anxiety. So be happy. So be satisfied. Very soon, I'll be released from my prison existence. Very soon, I'll be taken away from this confinement. Very soon, all my problems will be finished. All the fear of being in the material world will be finished. My difficulty will be finished. I will be a liberated person. I will be with the supreme person. After all, as you are chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, just like we had this morning, Kirtan, every person was very satisfied. That is our situation. That is a warning. Very soon, this is what we are going to do. It's finished in 40 minutes. Right? I was wishing it should continue. It finished in 40 minutes. That is a warning that we are going to enter a situation that is going to be stable. It's not going to finish. In Krishna consciousness, in Goloka, Srila Rupa Goswami mentioned that Lord Krishna is, as you said, constantly celebrate his birthday. Therefore, the cowherd boys, they ask Lord Krishna, please tell us your birthday so we can celebrate. And some will ask Krishna, why is Mandu Mangala asked Lord Krishna, how is it that you don't have so many uncles? You're supposed to have thousands of uncles so that we can constantly celebrate every day. The signal of our existence in the spiritual world. Therefore, we are rightly situated that in Christian consciousness we are practicing how to enter our natural situation of eternal life, of bliss, and full of knowledge. I think we should work for it. All the austerity which is necessary, we should not feel any compunction on it. We should go for it. We should not regret for anything. There's nothing to look back for. If there's anything I'm missing in my Christian consciousness, there is nothing what is missing in Christian consciousness. What we're missing in Christian consciousness is our sinful life, which is leaving us. That is what we are missing. What we are missing is our frustration, which is being matted to according to our sinful activity. This is what we are missing. What we are expecting, what we are looking for, what we are pursuing, it is constant happiness, freedom in the spiritual world. That is wanted. So Ananta Dev will not come and get angry with us. And from his anger, the 11 Rudras will come out and start devastating the world. Who would like to see fire? We don't like to see fire. We only want fire to cook something nicely for our fish. We don't want fire more than that. Right? Therefore, we should not wait for Ananta Dev to come. What is associated. We should finish our business and get out from the prison house. Exactly with the same mentality we have when we finish from this two-room. Nobody check what they have been passed behind. Everybody walk out of it. Then we should prepare our life in Christian consciousness and just walk out exactly like that. And it will be glorious in this our lifetime. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Some comments. Yes, very well. Nice comments. Question.
Maharaj, thank you for nice class, Maharaj. Maharaj, you mentioned about that when you pursue Krishna consciousness, some higher beings gives us trouble and we face so many obstacles in Krishna consciousness. So, and you are also staying in Africa and all these places, as you yourself mentioned many times, very dangerous place for practicing Krishna consciousness. Can you briefly tell some incident or how you overcome those things? What are the obstacles devotees or yourself have faced in Krishna consciousness?
Obstacles in Krishna consciousness are very nice. very, very nice. Therefore, for those who want to be Krishna conscious, you should be very happy to see them. Why? Because as we pass one, you are promoted. When you pass two, you are promoted. When you pass three, you are promoted. You cannot be the same. And Krishna arranges for all of them to come because he knows that that's what we need. Neophyte devotee will become angry. Why Krishna is giving me all these difficulties? Krishna, you should know that I'm a pure person. I'm pure. I have no sin. I'm free. Why should you give me all these obstacles? Don't you know my power, my powerfulness, all this devotionals I've been doing for you? Don't you appreciate? Nice is a neophyte thinking. For a devotee who is serious, is ready to finish this business of suffering in this material world for this lifetime, he should be happy to see the obstacles come. And we pray to Lord Krishna, as you have arranged to give me these obstacles, please arrange to give me the strength to pass them successfully. And certainly we'll get all the strength to pass them. If you are living our life in Krishna consciousness without any obstacle, it means that we are moving in a very slow space. Our movement is very slow. It takes us a long time. For those who are facing a lot of obstacles, if a person is doing something wrong and facing difficulty, that is different. Person is trying his or her best, seriously keeping to all the regulations in Krishna consciousness, having obstacles, that person is a very fortunate soul. Krishna wants to make him or her finish this thing on time. But if we are acting whimsically and we suffer, that is dangerous. But we are keeping to the right thing. We are chanting our sisina, we are keeping to regulative principle, very nice, we are studying the scripture, doing our services, we are functioning within the principle of Krishna consciousness, we have obstacles. That is a very special soul. Krishna has noticed him or her, and he wants him to move very fast. Therefore, we should be very happy to have such a situation. Correct, Prabhu? It is there in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Lord Krishna mentioned, those whom I have chosen, I will make them completely useless in material life, so that they have nothing to hold on to. Therefore, they have nothing to depend upon than me, Krishna. That is a person Krishna has chosen. A person who has not been chosen by Krishna, if he has any difficulty, there's no God. But a person who has been chosen by Krishna, if they have difficulty, thank you very much, Krishna, I will have suffered more than this, but by your causeless mercy, you have reduced it to this small, small one. So he's very happy. And he's satisfied. He does not feel the pain. Srila Gaurakishora Das Babaji Maharaj. Because he was behaving like a person who knows nothing. The children, they were mistaking him to be a mad person. So they would stone him. Srila Gaurakishora Das Babaji would say, you, Krishna, you like to always behave as a rascal. I'm going to report you to your mother, and she will punish you for this whimsical activity you are doing. Why are you stoning me? It is not Krishna stoning him, the children who are stoning him, but he's not seeing the children, he's seeing Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you are stoning me. What did I do to you? Conditioned soul will see the children and he will be very angry. By his anger, he will contaminate himself and create a lot of difficulties for more entanglement. If a devotee, he will become very happy, and by his happiness, he will give blessings to the children, like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was being disgraced in the public. It is too much for a conditioned soul to take. I've seen so many devotees. I've seen a lot of devotees who have left this movement because Krishna did not answer their prayer the way they wanted. One devotee, he was having some eye problem, and he joined the movement so that Krishna can cure his eye. And then the eye became blind, and he left the movement. Oh, Krishna cannot cure my eye, so why should I worship such a person? He left. But where he has gone, will he get his eye fixed? If he had remained a devotee, Krishna will give him a spiritual eye. Although he's physically blind, he will see Krishna. Srila Guru Kishore Dabha Babaji, one day he visited Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura. And it was dead night when he came. He has to cross a river to get there. Rain will fail heavily. But he crossed the river and got to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura's place. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati asked him, Babaji Maharaj, you are blind. How did you get to this place? So one small boy just took me and brought me here. So who is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he held his hand. Don't ask too much question. The small boy who brought him, there is Krishna, and you don't understand. You are asking him, you want him to tell you. But he was physically blind. But Krishna became his garden. And they take him everywhere. What else do we want? Through mystic perfection, we can never get Krishna. We can never control Krishna like this. Through material fame or position in material world, we can never get Krishna like this. Material education or even spiritual knowledge, we can never get Lord Krishna like this. Only by bhakti, one who has situated Lord Krishna in his or her heart. Only that person can control Lord Krishna, and that comes through bhakti. Not otherwise. So, the obstacle that we get in Krishna consciousness, if we are doing the right thing and we get obstacles, we should be very happy and offer obeisance to Lord Krishna. Thank you very much because you have kindly noticed me. And you are helping me so I can pay my debt very fast. It is very easy to borrow money, but very difficult to pay back. Those who have borrowed money before you, so I ask those who are doing business, who have borrowed money to do business before, after they have gotten their money and make a lot of gain, it is very difficult to pay back the debt. Nobody likes to pay debt. Similarly, we have acted very sinfully in our past life. We have accumulated a lot of sin. To pay back, even when we become devotee, we are grumbling, we are grudging, we are complaining. Why this? Why that? Why this? Why this? We cannot ask Krishna why. We should ask ourselves why. Why? Because we are very, very sinful in our past life, and nature has arranged for us to pay back. and we have to pay it whether we like it or not. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. ISKCON founder Chere Jagagusla Prabhupada ki Natai Gauri Premanandi Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sandhivya Vyascha Patitanam Pavnivyo Vaishwavyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.